This is Auto Recall Report, the quick show that gets you familiar with the latest automotive recalls. So buckle up. Literally, next exit is the safe zone. Here is your chauffeur. His name is AK.
This is Auto Recall Report. AK here, back at your service. Before we get into the news, I want to tell you, with this virus out there, it's a crazy time right now because you just don't know what to expect tomorrow. People are dying. This coronavirus is spreading. There's no vaccine yet, but I want to tell you, it may be easy just to say wash your hands, but I'm serious. Wash your hands. Stay clean. Wipe down surfaces because you never know what you touch next or where you could be next. Germs are lurking. They're looking for the next thing to infiltrate. So if you're listening now, take it from me. Wash your hands because you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. In that vein, let's get started. Auto Recall Report, AK here once again. Today, let's talk about the minivan. The minivan, every brand has one, but for some reason, they're just not popular anymore. But back in the day, the minivan was America's way of hauling the family. It was a vehicle designed to transport passengers in the rear with reconfigurable. You like that word? Reconfigurable. That's a lot of syllables. In two or three rows. Now, the equivalent term in the British English Dictionary is called MPV, which is a multi-purpose vehicle or people mover. Now, the reason I say that, because Kia is in the news. Oh, yeah. Kia is recalling 193,000 cars and minivans, and yet another move to fix nagging problems that could cause an engine fire. Now, this is one of the largest of two recalls released by the government Thursday that covers certain 2013 and 14 Optima midsize cars that have the 2.4-liter direct fuel injection or 2-liter direct injection turbocharged engines. Now, what else we know is that Kia is saying that there's a fuel hose that can deteriorate and crack due to engine heat, and the hoses can leak and cause fires. Now, a fix is in the making. The recall is expected to start April 16th. Now, the second recall, the reason why we're talking about minivans is because the Sedona, a family minivan, is also on the recall list, especially for 2011 and 2012 models. Now, the fuel injector rail can crack from exposure to heat, causing a gas leak. Dealers will replace the injector part starting April 16th. I'm not sure, man. This is pretty crazy. An engine fire while you're driving, something like this can be started in seconds. So definitely, if you have a Kia Optima, a Kia Sedona, call your dealer right away or check out the National Highway Safety website to make sure your car is not on the recall list. AK here, back at your service. I'm not sure if you know, but in the news today, I'm always fond of finding out what cars and trucks, models, minivans, whatever you call it, have been axed. Have they killed off? And today, I'm sad to say, and I'm sure you guys are too, that FCA is ending production of the Dodge Grand Caravan. Oh no. Can you believe it? The Dodge Grand Caravan is cutting 1,500 jobs at the plant in Windsor, Ontario. The Chrysler Voyager will be the last remaining version of FCA's long-selling minivan as Dodge focuses its efforts on performance-oriented products. As you know, the Dodge Challenger, the Charger, you know what I'm talking about. I mean, Dodge has some pretty cool cars out there as far as styling goes and engine choices and fast cars and fun to drive cars. Dodge has some really good options. I don't know a lot of other brands out there that have some real American muscle cars. I mean, of course, Chevy has the Camaro and the Corvette. Ford has the Mustang. But Dodge has this four-door sports car that even cops use to take you down. I mean, if the highway patrol can use Challengers and Chargers and catch speeders, that says something, right? It's pretty cool. Even when I'm driving, if I'm looking in my rearview mirror and I see the outline of a Challenger or a Charger taillight or front light, I automatically think it's law enforcement before I think it's someone that's just tailing me, or, you know, it's a car that I have to look at to see what's behind me. I automatically get like this pit in my stomach and think, oh my god, what am I doing? Am I speeding? Because the Dodge Challenger and the Charger, they have that effect. They just do. Anyways, so let's say bye to the Dodge Caravan. The Chrysler Pacifica still is going to continue production, and that is a really good minivan. It's doing really well. It has some rave reviews. You should really check out the Chrysler Pacifica. Minivans have steadily declined in popularity as consumer preferences have changed to SUVs and crossovers. As you know, every brand out there is slicing and dicing and coming up with new compact models that, you know, you would have probably seen as compact cars back in the day, but they're raising them up using the same platforms but slicing and dicing, because no matter what price range you're in, you're gonna find an SUV crossover to suit you. So that's what's happening. It's popular, and yeah, anyways, let's say bye to the Dodge Caravan and thank Dodge for giving us one of the pioneers in caravans. I mean, they really came up with this, right? The Plymouth Voyager, the Dodge Caravan. I mean, these are rental car fleet kings. When you go rent a car, that's what you see. You know, that's what the family is in. That's what you do when you go to Disney World. You jump in a Dodge Caravan. So it's hard to say goodbye, but I think I can do it. Later, Dodge.
Next exit is the safe zone.